It's been more than a week since the government of Liberia declared a state of emergency after a rebel offensive brought armed insurgents to within 25 miles of the capital, Monrovia. That's the closest the rebels have gotten to the city since they launched their campaign to overthrow the government 2 years ago. Now, many people are trying to flee the country, and many of those who aren't are praying for help from abroad. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Liberia.
The town of Tubmanburg, a half hour's drive from the capital, was the target of the rebels' most recent attack. 3 days later, government fighters performed a victory dance after recapturing Tubmanburg's town square. The men shake their machine guns in the air. Some of them smoke joints as they dance. They're supposed to be army soldiers, but they have names like Nasty and Dragon Monkey. They're not equipped with uniforms. One man wears a Winnie the Pooh backpack next to the AK-47 slung over his shoulder. Eager to show off his victory, Major General Samuel Draper of the Liberian Armed Forces leads a visitor to see the body of a naked man.
Who is this?
That's the commander that brought in Lucini Kamara, who brought the dissident here.
We killed this rebel commander in an ambush, the general says. He does not explain why the commander's body has been disemboweled. Scenes like this are all too reminiscent of the savage 7-year civil war that officially ended in 1997 after some 200,000 people were killed. The army's behavior here also explains why so many Liberians dropped everything and ran the moment they heard rebel gunfire. This is a population that's already familiar with the terrors of war. Now, Tubmanburg's a ghost town, like most of the villages between here and the capital. Moses Kali is one of the thousands of exhausted and frightened civilians who are fleeing the fighting. Kali strains under the weight of the bag he's carrying on his head. He's been on the run towards the capital ever since shooting erupted near his village in Bomi County. In the panic that followed, Kali lost his family.
My wife, my two children.
You don't know where they are?
Yes, I do not know where they are.
More than 10,000 people have ended up here at what is known as the VOA refugee camp, with hundreds more arriving every day. The camp has sprung up under the rusting antennas of what was once a sprawling transmitter complex for Voice of America radio. There is some water and medicine here, but there's almost no available food. As for shelter, refugees like preacher Vanny Johnson have begun building huts. Johnson says Liberia's only hope for peace right now is foreign intervention.
We want international community to get involved in this thing.
We need the international community's help, he says. Part of our country's been occupied by rebels, and we civilians can't do anything to stop it. In the capital, some Liberians have taken part in demonstrations demanding peace. This protest march winds through streets still lined with the ruins of Liberia's last civil war. There's a sense here of history repeating itself. In 1989, the Civil War began when an exiled dissident named Charles Taylor led an army of rebels through the countryside in a campaign to overthrow the country's dictator. Now Taylor is the president, defending his regime against rebels calling themselves Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy. Taylor's government says its forces have repulsed the latest rebel advance. But at a crowded bus station in Monrovia, it's clear some Liberians aren't taking any chances.
They need food, the displaced, as well as relief workers.
A news bulletin about the rebel attacks is heard from the radio of a van about to head to the border with Ivory Coast. Nearby, dozens of families sit on piles of luggage, all waiting to catch buses out of the country. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Monrovia.